I'm done with the new music.
Hip hoppy wop bop.
Made of fail.
We were unpopular before it was cool.
Come on, let's get this gay show on the gay road.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It makes sense now.
Yeah, it's all falling into place. Of course, that place is nowhere near this place.
Hello, everybody, and welcome yet again to Made a Fail. I am Dana.
I'm George.
So, we kind of had an issue with this episode. I promised a few people that we would be doing a Warm Bodies review.
We actually promised the audience last month.
We promised the audience. We promised the people who were going to do the show with us. And here's the thing. We kind of hit a brick wall on this episode.
Your license expired.
I'll get to that. Basically what happened is that I have... the longtime listeners know, and I haven't made a secret of this, that I suffer from pretty serious depression. And I also suffer from pretty massive social anxiety. And that's kind of gradually been getting worse over the past few months, to the point where during my last visit to my psychiatrist, I have been diagnosed with clinical agoraphobia. And that's not a good thing. That's I have not been wanting to leave the house. And it's also sort of like it's carried over into other aspects of my life where I just don't want to deal with anyone or anything. And I've been doing really badly with pressure. And for some reason, I was feeling the pressure to do another event, you know, review, you know, a review. I've been getting burned out on review episodes, to be perfectly honest.
And also is partly because you had to do it with multiple people.
You know, one of them was going to be from England, so there was a timing issue, and then she got busy. And there was just a bunch of stuff going on in my life where it's just like, I just couldn't face the fact of going out to a movie theater. I couldn't do it. I could not get out of the house to go out in public with people, even just George. And just be around basic humanity. I mean, it was a bitch and a half just for me to get out to the psychiatrist appointment in the first place. I did really well a couple days.
Twilight.
I did really well a couple days later when I managed to get out to the comic book store without, you know, getting violently ill.
I was proud of you.
I know, and I really appreciate that. So what I wanted to do instead was I realized, you know, I talked some stuff over with George, and you and I had a talk, and we decided that, yeah, we needed to kind of shake things up with Made a Fail as a whole. And you and I are both kind of burned out on event episodes. You know what I mean?
I think there's a place for them, but generally we've been doing way too many of them.
Mm-hmm. Since you came on as co-host, it's not like, you know, I mean, I've told you before, we haven't lost listeners because of you. And frankly, I don't care if our audience is 2 or 200, you know, as long as they give a shit. That's the important part is that this was never supposed to be a big, huge, popular thing. That's not why we're doing this. We're doing this because, like, the initial concept of Made a Fail was there's so much cool shit out there, and let's share it with people and see who likes it. And, you know, we expected it to get maybe – I remember being excited when we hit like 19 listeners and then we got Cleland on, right?
And then things exploded or first floated, as she might say.
Yeah, it's – George and I had to really sit down and have a talk about where we wanted to go with this. And we wanted to get back to sort of the original core concept of Made a Fail, which was a couple of geeks just talking about shit and just seeing who listened, you know, mm-hmm. Not even seeing who listened, but we just wanted to share things that made us happy rather than stuff we feel obligated to review because it's a big thing. So there's going to be some changes coming to Made a Fail over the next few months. And hopefully you're still into it. And, you know, we weren't going to do like a big, huge episode today. We just wanted to sort of, well, I wanted to both explain why it's taken so long for this episode to come up and apologize and feel like an asshole. And just to sit around and just shoot the shit with you, George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
which you do every day, but listeners don't get to hear that.
Yeah, I know. We're really funny when we're not recording. We have these great conversations exactly. when we're not recording. So I'm thinking we should get like one of those little tape recorder things and just carry it around. Don't you have one?
I did. Then you took it, and then I haven't seen it ever since.
What happened to it? We should just start recording ourselves when we're just hanging out. And then just clipping it all together. Give Devin more work.
No, let's leave Devin alone.
Yeah. But see, I also wanted to talk about like just basic anxiety in general, because I know that's sort of a common thing that happens among geeks, and I don't think we've really talked about anything serious for a while. No. And I kind of wanted to talk about this because it's serious and it's affecting my life. And
your life is affecting my life too.
Yeah. And I'm
anxiety, depression, they're kind of interlinked at this point.
Well, here's why I wanted to share it is because do you remember when Jason was looking up agoraphobia on Wikipedia because he didn't know what it was and he was reading it to me? And there was that one section where it was saying, like, you know, there are people who are afraid of, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, and airports. And it was like this fucking, like, something dinged in my brain. And I was like, I felt so relieved. Like, holy shit, that's common? That's not like, I remember thinking, and I remember I told you, I was like, I'm not a freak.
Yeah.
I'm not a freak or a weirdo. It happens to a lot of people. And I was so relieved. I was so fucking relieved, like, to know that I wasn't alone. Or abnormal.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Even if people tell you it's not uncommon, you know, you're not alone, you don't believe it.
You need to see it.
You need to see it, yeah.
You need to see it in graphs or charts or listening to somebody that you listen to on a podcast that you like.
Yeah.
You know? And anxiety is not an uncommon thing. And But it's with something like agoraphobia and social anxiety, it's such an isolating experience. You don't get to see other people suffering from it because you don't leave the fucking house. Well, I don't leave the fucking house.
I try not to.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to try. I mean, a lot of what I read, which I'm not really happy with, I mean, I'm going to be honest here, is a way to cure that is through repeated exposure therapy.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. Barcadia just opened.
Barcadia did just open in New Orleans, and it sounds awesome. It's this bar. I don't really care about the beers on tap, but, you know, I mean, there's a shit ton of beers on tap. I know
it's alcohol and video games, people.
Old 80s arcade games for like a fucking quarter and skee ball, and hopefully they have like bad metal music. But I guarantee, you know, if they do that though, if they have like old arcade music, you know they're gonna fucking play Journey. And I'm gonna fucking have to deal with fucking Journey in every aspect of my
life. Yeah, it's like going out to the quarter, sweetie.
Fucking Journey.
It's playing the quarter game all over.
But yeah, I don't know if I wanted to talk about anxiety just as some sort of like in between therapy until I see my therapist. It's a little bit for selfish reasons. I wanted to talk about anxiety and depression, and it's a little bit.
Well, A, you need to get it out, and B, I think there's a very much a section of the audience that would love to hear about this and knows that they're not alone.
Well, yeah, but then there's that part of me that feels like, well, it's not like they're paying for this episode, but they're dedicating their time, and, you know, they wanted a review, and I feel like I'm kind of letting them down a little bit. And
I do too. And
well, you expressed a lot of reservations about, like, I mean, since you came on, you and I haven't anchored a show just together by ourselves, like, ever for the past year-ish. And I wanted to do that, and you were really expressing reservations on whether or not you could do that.
Yeah, because I don't think I can. Look, part of it is that I am never going to be confident in myself. That's something I've come to live with. I am not a confident person. I will never be a confident person. I can have good days and just fucking sell shit that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And I can be the most charismatic and likable person you'll ever see.
Yes, you are.
But there are days where I'm like, fuck the world. I would just let it burn. I don't want to watch YouTube videos and...
cat stuff.
Yeah.
Mess with Kyle's belly.
I mean, we were supposed to... We were going to record this yesterday, and I was like, I don't feel...
I wasn't in the mood either, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's... You know,
and
neither...
I'm not
very self... I'm sorry for interrupting, but I just want to reassure you, you know, I'm not that confident a person either. You know, I fake it for the show. But
we
in the process...
Do.
Well, but listen, in the process of doing the show mm-hmm. is... I've become more confident in dealing with people on that kind of professional level. Like if I can slip on that skin to do the show, I can do it in daily life. And that has actually helped me deal with my anxiety is having this creative outlet and sharing it with people.
Yeah.
And I think it'll happen to you too, the more you get used to it, which is kind of why I was pushing you to do this with me, because I think you have the potential within you to kind of break out of that shell that you get into.
Here's the thing, and I hope that somebody else will listen to what I'm saying and say, I can do better than him. Because...
I do every day. I mean...
what?
I never mind.
Yeah. Every week, I do Turducken is Tasty on Lorcat Stream, live.lorcat.com, and listen to our episode last week, episode 61.
I hope I got a socket for that massive plug you just had. Oh, that sounded dirty. I didn't even realize it.
Wow.
Moving on.
Okay. So, wow, where was I going with that? You kind of derailed me.
You were saying how you were on Turducken. And
yeah, that's... every week I was on Turducken. And then I was doing Metafail once a month. Mm-hmm. And then I was still doing... For, I think, 4 episodes, Signature Move,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of want to address now.
Yeah, you should pretty much up and say it.
Yeah, and it came down to the fact that between pretty much a full-time job and 3 podcasts, I got burned out real quick on pretty much everything except football.
Yeah, plus you know, you had to watch wrestling, so that wasn't...
And that wasn't helping, either. And one of the things, last year, when I tried to do Signature Move with Brian, I didn't intentionally leave him hanging in the lurch, but I kind of left him hanging in the lurch because I just never said, hey, we're not doing this anymore. Because I was hoping to get back together around... sometime last month, because WrestleMania and then Royal Rumble and then to WrestleMania, which would be awesome and be spectacular, and I just couldn't give a shit
mm-hmm.
because I had nobody to root for, and that's ultimately why I'm saying Signature Move is dead, because as much as I would love to comment on wrestling today, I don't give a shit, because I have nobody to root for. I have no good guys anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, that's perfectly fair, and listen, I don't want you to think about it as, like, a failure, mm-hmm. okay? But because you tried something,
mm-hmm.
and Will Wheaton was just posting about this a couple days ago. He was, I'm going to link this in the show notes. It was a post he wrote called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of his friends wrote a guest blog, and that says, you know, like, I'm just going to read the first paragraph. This isn't Will. This is Shane that wrote this. But okay. One of the loudest voices in my head, the real dick of all the voices, likes to tell me that what I'm making won't be perfect. It's an impossible standard to live up to, perfection, and is therefore an effective weapon against my own creativity. I'm often tempted to give up before I begin, but I've tried to stop doing that. after 41 years, I've finally begun to realize that you have to start. You have to begin to make something before you can worry about how it's going to end up. Because if you don't start, you have nothing. Here's the thing. The hardest part is actually getting off your ass and doing something. And however it ends up, whether or not you cancel it after four episodes or just, you know, leave it hanging in limbo after four episodes, the fact of the matter is that you tried. And in a creative standard, if it's something that you're trying to do for fun, if you're not making any money off of it, if, you know, nobody depends on or whatever, that's the important part. That's, you know, that's also part of, you know, that whole anti-anxiety exposure therapy is not being afraid to risk trying something. Yeah. And there's no failure in actually doing something. And the thing that Will wrote is that failing at something can often be the beginning of succeeding at another thing, which is you got in a lot of practice, you know, coming into your own as a co-host, mm-hmm. anchoring a show, and you got a lot more confident over the course of Turducken is Tasty.
Yeah.
And I feel that you've come, despite my constant interrupting you, I feel that you've come into your own more as a co-host of Made a Fail.
And here's the thing. I've been going back and listening to the season of Turducken is Tasty that I was co-hosting. Mm-hmm. And it's very apparent the growth I had.
Yeah,
as a co-host, where I was just like stuttering, and and as I started doing my research, I started getting more confident, and that's the thing that makes us is confidence. It's not about just faking it; it's about having it.
But
it's
the thing is, the more you
fake with yourself,
the more you fake it, the more you kind of actually start to feel it because you're so used to wearing that mask of confidence, it starts to kind of blend into you. It's the same way when you tell yourself over and over, I'm going to be a loser, I'm going to be a failure, you start to believe it. But when you tell yourself, I'm going to be a co-host and I'm going to do this job, you know, even if you don't feel it at first, you tend to kind of grow into it, which is what I saw in you during Turducken is Tasty.
Fake it until you make it, as
basically,
McGarity once said.
It's just a matter of, you know, you're not a loser for, you know, don't be afraid of fucking getting off your ass and trying something and not fucking picking apart your own performance before you even put it out there, you know? And that's another thing that relates back to anxiety is that I have to start telling myself, you know, I have to just get the fuck out of the house, just fucking do it, just, you know, and I'm going to need to kind of rely on you a lot for that, George, because since you moved in, you've been a source of major, major strength for me, because it was just me and Carl before, and he was never around, so I didn't have anywhere to go but inside my own head, and you've been in there, and that's a scary, scary place.
Yeah. Well, I've been in there too, trust me.
your own skull. Yeah, I think that's a problem a lot of geeks have, is just this big fear of failure and being judged and being criticized. And
not getting out there. I mean, I know it's scary, guys, but you have to get out there. You have to get out there. You have to get out there.
Yeah, and then do you remember that day when I was like really, really super depressed and I started telling you like, well, who does it hurt if I just stay inside? You know, like who does it hurt? Who does it affect if I just stay here and be calm and mothered? And there are some days I still feel like that.
Right. And I said, there's about 200 listeners. There's about.
But no pressure. But what about the people who don't have a podcast? What about the people who don't have anybody to answer to, you know, if it's just you in your own head.
It is never just you. That's the thing. That's the thing I don't think any of us get. It's never just you. It is all of us. We are all connected.
But it just feels like such an isolating thing. I mean, I can.
I know.
I know. I have a really bad struggle with it sometimes, just feeling so alone. you know, even when everybody's home, when it's you and Carl and Jackie and everybody's home, and I'll just, I don't know, there's days I haven't even logged into Warcraft today because I just don't want to be around people.
I know.
And this is one of my bad days, and that's why I sort of pushed myself to do the show today.
Yeah. And yesterday was my bad day because I didn't want to talk to anybody or anything, and I was kind of, I was really abrasive on Turducken yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't really listen to it.
I know.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I had some.
You don't like football, so.
No, I do like football. I don't like the intricacies of it. I just like, you know, hey, are the Saints losing? Good, carry on, business as usual. I'm learning more about football. You know, it can be exciting. As soon as I figured out, you know, that the whole Penny Arcade comic where it's like, no, listen, the quarterback is a tank and you know, damage is measured in yards and the DPS are his.
I thought it was when you heard Jason ranting about the Jets.
Well, that's just funny. Yeah. It's funny.
His voice,
you know what it is,
up
though?
Up and up and up.
I have such a short attention span that watching an entire fucking football game, like, remember when I watched the Super Bowl and it was only like the second half?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't fucking.
And you brought the Carl's laptop in here.
Yeah, so I could watch the game with you because everybody else was out there being regular nerds and not sports nerds. It was, oh God, there was nothing funnier than Twitter during the blackout of the Super Bowl. One of my favorite ones was, oh, don't pretend you've never blacked out in New Orleans.
Which is probably true. Actually, I haven't, so. Yeah.
Just wait. Oh, no, remember that time you fucking collapsed on my arm and I made fun of you about it?
No.
No, because you blacked out.
Yeah.
It was like that whole last episode I was making fun of you for, like, falling asleep on my arm when I was, like, you know, you had that stomach ache from drinking too much vodka, so you were sitting up and I was rubbing your back and then you fell asleep and you fell completely backwards 90 degrees and I couldn't get my arm out from underneath you.
Oh, yeah, that.
And I had to sit to make sure you weren't going to, like, swallow your own tongue or whatever.
Oops.
Watch what you're drinking, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm drinking Smirnoff tonight.
As opposed to the usual shit that you normally drink that's basically Windex in a bottle.
Hey, at least it's middle shelf vodka this time.
Dude, that is top shelf for us. We're poor.
Yeah. Less than 20 bucks. Good for us.
Hey, I can't judge. I drink $3 wine.
Yeah, I know.
Remember when you got me $5 wine? I couldn't stand it.
That was Carl.
Tasted too normal.
But anyway, I think we lost the point somewhere.
We didn't really have a point. I just wanted to kind of, you know, explain myself and try to...
So just anyway, try to, just no try warm to bodies me. Episode.
Yeah, no warm bodies episode. Besides, it got a lot of really good reviews, and I don't think I can handle not being able to snark on something.
Yeah, and it turns out Warm Bodies actually might be decent, which, yeah. Good for it. You know what? If something can lampoon a genre and still be, like, good, good for it!
Well, you know what? Adam Selzer still did it first and better.
Yeah.
Sorry, it did. But I'm mostly... I haven't really reached out to the audience for a while, and I wanted to do that.
Yeah. Look, guys, we love you. We really do.
You know, like I said, I don't care if there's two of them or 200 of them. Or, yeah. You know. Actually, I've noticed when our audience grows, I start feeling a little bit more pressure to perform. Yeah. Mm.
So you want less of an audience?
Well, this episode will probably guarantee it now, won't it?
Work on it. There are some racial epithets I can throw.
Epithet. I love you, but you can't language for shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, by the way, because I'm not
an
not
asshole.
A dick.
Oh my God, there's so many fucking dicks.
Yeah, and also, by the way.
Don't be a dick on the internet. I'm just saying right now. I'm not going to go into detail, but there's been an issue with a dick on the internet lately. And don't be that guy. Don't be a douchebag.
If you follow Queen Anthi at all on Twitter,
you'll see it. I just don't really want to fucking I had to call a friend of mine and get into a really loud argument about Horde versus Alliance politics in order to distract myself from real world politics. And God, you know, bless you, Ben, you filthy Horde bastard, you forsaken scum. You help me out, man. I know you don't listen to the show, but you help me out, man. It's always good to get into some stupid, inane argument over, you know, video game politics in order to distract yourself from, I don't know. I've been losing a lot of faith in humanity lately.
Okay.
And I needed to focus on something fun and stupid. And we're going to be doing something fun and stupid next month.
Yeah. Absolutely, we will.
Because I've been looking forward to this one. I was feeling pressure about the Warm Bodies one, but next month it's going to be really good, and it's going to be a lot of stuff that I've been, you know, holding on to for a while. And it was actually a listener idea that we kind of bounced off of, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Yeah. So if you have an idea,
so next month we're going to have a good episode, I promise. And we haven't had fan mail in a while.
Yeah,
it's
this would be a good time because we will take your suggestions. Next month, we're doing listener suggestion.
We can't guarantee that we'll use all your suggestions or that we'll use them in the form in which you present them. But when this guy emailed me, you know, he was like, hey, I've got this idea for an episode and blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that specifically, but let's broaden it out. And he was like, oh, hell yeah. And, you know, so I got in touch with somebody else and I'm like, yeah, we'll do that. So You'll see. It's gonna be fun, and
it'll be awesome.
I'm really looking forward to talking about it. But yeah, we didn't really have like a major episode today. I'm still sorry. I still feel like a dick, and we're pretty much gonna kind of end it in a minute here. I just wanted to, you know, like I said, I just wanted to touch base with the audience and, you know, be like, you know, we are going to have a little bit more fun and less ritual around here, to quote Spike. And it's
we just need to have an episode to ourselves and kind of just get back together and remind ourselves who we are.
I'm Batman. I'm the Knight.
I'm Batman.
I can't do that, man.
I know.
Hurts my damn throat. But yeah, and basically also to say, I know it can't just be me suffering from really bad social anxiety. And so I'm going to make a promise to everybody else who also suffers from it that if you're listening, you're not in this alone, and you and I are going to be struggling through this together. And I strongly suggest, if you're not already on any, go to a therapist, go to a psychiatrist, get on some anti-anxiety meds. I couldn't get mine because I had my ID expired like 2 days.
Yeah, Carl. How does that happen? How do you get a year long ID?
I don't fucking, dude. I don't fucking know. That's just Louisiana. But I didn't realize that it expired, and so like the day after I went to go get my meds, and it like expired 2 days before that appointment. And I'm like, well, shit. So now I gotta, you know, face my anxiety without my anxiety pills, to go to the DMV to go get my ID so I can go to fucking Walmart and deal with that anxiety to get my anxiety pills. I don't, but yeah, make sure you have a current ID.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
Horrible, horrible cycle. Like I gotta get off my ass and do this. I'm gonna promise that next week I'm gonna go do this, okay? We're gonna go to the DMV.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get my ID, and I'm gonna get my pills, and I'm gonna take my pills. And my next appointment is March 8th. So I'm gonna check in with the listeners, and I'll tell you guys how I'm doing. You guys tell me how you're doing. Because, you know,
we do listen to you guys.
We're all gonna fight this together. And, you know, I mean, if you're normal, good for you and fuck you.
Look, guys, I'm not normal either. I am depressed. I am anxious. I have my problems too. So it's not just you. It's not just Dana. Everybody has these issues. It's okay if you seek treatment.
And even if you think you're alone, look, you're not.
You're not.
You made a fail on your side. Okay, we're.
You have us.
We know where people are coming from, and you know, if you don't feel like you can talk to anybody else, write to us. Okay. It's made_of_fail@yahoo.com. Even if it's just to, like, you know, sign us up for, like, gay porn sites. I don't care. Use our email for something. I'll watch it.
Yes, she will.
Shut up, George. At least I'm not fapping it to She-Hulk porn.
You said you were going to keep that private, goddammit.
Yeah, well.
And that was over a year ago, goddammit.
Still funny.
I was experimenting.
Oh my God, shut up. You're freaking me out. Stop. George, you can't have junk, because then I can't hang out with you as much as I do.
I know. And this is the same reason I say I can't think of you as a female.
Thanks, I think.
Oh. This has been episode 62 of Made of Fail.
Still vomit. I'm going to go mess with the cat.
Let's go play with Kyle.
Yeah, let's go mess. He's got a belly. He's laying on the couch and his belly is all sticking up, ready to be petted and messed with, and he's sleeping so soundly.
I know.
He's so quiet and relaxed, and I think we need to go mess with him.
We do.
Just for vengeance purposes. How do you like it, fucker?
So this has been a 30-minute episode of Made a Fail, so I hope you enjoyed it. We'll do better next time.
that's going to be our new show slogan. We'll do better next time. Good night, everybody.
It's your editor, Devin. Like what you heard? Hate it and want to yell at us? Come over to madeafail.net. There, you'll find a comment section for this episode and links to our friends. madeafail.net. All one word.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to go slap you around with my tits and see what happens.
Okay, I'll slap you in the cheeks with my dick, see what happens.
How are you going to reach? Oh.
Your ears?
Well, how much of this should we cut out?
Probably all of it.
Are we going to leave it in for comedic effect? Probably.
Yes.